Time for another check-in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get a rundown on the May 3rd Board of License Commissioners meeting. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. Thanks for spending some time to tell us about what is happening in this busy springtime.
Of course, yes, it is a busy spring. Everybody's happy to be back out and getting together. So we did have a full board yesterday. However, Chief Keenan was unable to be there, so Detective Paul Brown sat in for him. And we went right to agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of Kay's Cans and Bottles for a special use permit, one-day beer and wine license for the Bose Fundraiser Cornhole Tournament at Pageant Field on Saturday, May 14th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Kay Young and Tom Bose were there to talk about the fundraiser. We started with Mr. Bose, who is a Quincy firefighter, who family had a tragic accident not too long ago where their cousin Donnie Bose was hit by a car on his way to work. So they're having a fundraiser for his family, which is going to be this fun cornhole tournament at Pageant. And they've asked Kay Young to come in and run the beer garden and the food trucks and kind of do the logistics of it all. And she is a caterer with tip certification and as is all of her staff. There will be somebody there to check IDs, but really at the end, you know, it is a family fun day. They're going to have jumpy house and face painting for the kids and let the kids really enjoy the day. They will have some food trucks. They have Fasano's, Smile by Mile, and Moms on the Go, and there will be restrooms there, and it sounds like it's going to be a really good event for what seemed, I didn't know Donnie personally, but everybody that I've ever talked to says what a wonderful, wonderful man he is, and for such a wonderful family. So hopefully that goes really well for them on Saturday, May 14th from 12 to 6 p.m. And that did go through 5-0. And number two on the agenda was hearing regarding the request of the Quincy Point Congregational Church at 444 Washington Street for a special use permit for an outdoor event featuring music and food. And they hope an ice cream truck at their church on Saturday, June 18th at 6 p.m., rain date of June 19th. That was represented by Pastor Kimberly Murphy. They're going to have a concert for a fundraiser for the Ukrainians and food pantry. They're expecting about 100 people. They have Judy Morris catering, and they believe they will be having a bake sale there as well.
Very nice.
Yeah, Pastor Kimberly Murphy spoke about the event, and they've had something like this in the past. They're expecting about 100 people. Okay. That went through 5-0.
Great.
And third on the agenda was hearing regarding the request of Devin Adams, Something Beachy LLC, in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce for special use permits, one-day beer and wine licenses for the Quincy Square Market at Kilroy Square. One-day license for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday beginning May 19th and going through July 23rd from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Devin Adams, however, could not be in attendance. However, we have been working with him and working with the Chamber of Commerce, looking at their function, what they're going to be doing there, before we put them on the license board agenda. And it sounds like they have a really great concept, something similar to last year with Widowmaker and a food truck out on Kilroy Square on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. So that went through 5-0. And agenda item number 4 was hearing regarding the request of Mary Lou's News Inc. doing business as Mary Lou's Coffee for a common victualler license for the premise located at 35 Washington Street. Mary Lou's Coffee will manage the coffee service within the Quincy market. Proposed manager Allison Peatfield. Proposed hours of operation are 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. James Cucinato was there to speak about this concept, which is not new to Quincy. He has another one on Independence Avenue, where there is a Mary Lou's News, and I believe one up in West Quincy as well. So it's a convenience store with a Mary Lou's inside of it. There is, at that location, is going through a change of ownership. Subsequent hearing with respect to the beer and wine license at that location will happen after proper notice to the constituents in the area. So once they finalize the new store going in, they'll be before us.
Okay, this is on the corner there, right behind the church in Quincy Square. Is that right, Nikki?
This is right on the corner of Washington, right across from the library. Yep. So where they're doing all the construction as well.
Yes, yeah. Where they put the big steel skeleton around the building.
Exactly. But it looks wonderful now.
Yes,
it's quite really coming.
Yeah.
It looks like it's been there all along.
They did a great job. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's incredible. And that went through 5-0.
Okay, very good.
Next was agenda item number 5, hearing regarding the request of H Mart Companies, Inc. for a common victual license for the premise located at 101 Falls Boulevard. Proposed manager, Sung Chai Choi. Proposed hours of operation, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Attorney Patrick Foley was there speaking about H Mart. They do not have an opening date yet. They figure they're about 3 months out. They're not going to do anything to the store itself except really clean the store and get it ready for an opening for H Mart. They do have 97 stores across the country and are really excited to come to Quincy. They were compared to a Whole Foods. So with that, it went to a vote 5-0.
Okay, so this is the former Roche Brothers.
That's right.
Using the entire store?
Yes. And no construction, you know, just like I said, really gonna clean the store and get it ready. Obviously, new signs, things like that. But they figure they're about 3 months out.
Okay, very good.
Agenda item number 6, hearing regarding the request of Baldwin Health Healthcare LLC for a lodging home license for the premise located at 4951 Miller Style Road due to a change of ownership. The location is an existing licensed lodging home that is being sold. Ian Hislop was there. He is part of Baldwin Healthcare LLC, and they run numerous lodging homes all throughout Massachusetts. And this one here is a 29-room, very established rooming house in our city. So that went through also 5-0.
Very good. Okay.
And our next hearing will be on May 17th.
May 17th. All righty.
Which Jay will be chairing. Jay Duca, Director Duca will be doing that. I'm going on vacation.
Good for you. We'll follow up with him on the 18th. You'll have to put the bug in his ear, Nikki.
I did already. Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Sure.
On another note, how are the dog licenses going?
Oh, good. We're plugging away. We're of course still taking dog license applications here. We're putting them out in the mail. People are coming to the window, getting their dog's picture here at our office, and we hang them up every year. The dogs really seem to like that, as do the owners. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have about 1,800 dogs registered so far. The highest we've been is a little over 3,000. So we encourage the people that haven't got their dog tagged yet to either call and come on in, or to do it by mail. And we're still working on those.
Okay. And I know you had a big rabies vaccination clinic not too long ago too. So how'd that go?
That was very good. As a matter of fact, you know, some people were saying there were so many people there, they decided to come here on the next Monday or Tuesday. But I mean, the vet, between the vet and the registering the dogs on the same day, it's so easy for the residents, and they seem to really like it. So whether we expand it in some way, maybe get some more computers down there. We did have one technical difficulty with the printers down there. Everybody that stayed and wanted to get their dog vaccinated and registered that day did. And so for that, we did about 110 dogs that day and numerous cats.
Oh, very well. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Anything else we should touch on right now?
We're just the election department is working on nomination papers for the state elections come September and November. So they're busy. Of course, you know, we're busy here doing the licenses, and so I think that's about it going on right now.
Okay. Sounds good, Nikki. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful vacation, and catch up with you in June, if that's okay.
Thank you. Of course.
All right.
See you soon. Bye-bye.